You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay was originally aired on May 1st, 1987.
Just the other day, I heard an announcement from the National Lawn Institute, I think that's the organization, pointing out the dire implications of the fact that in my lawn there are too many weed seeds, one per square inch, and not enough blades of grass. Their optimum was, I believe, six plants per square inch. That's dozens of blades. I don't know how they heard about my lawn, and I don't know who was counting the number of grass stems per square inch to find out that they were deficient. They didn't have wasted the time. I could have told them. My lawn, you see, is a work of art created by a considered unconcern about the number of weed seeds per square inch. Some of my neighbors might characterize my lawn care method as neglect. Not so. My younger son, who still lives at home, mows the lawn with assiduous regularity. No one in our neighborhood has a better record of mowings per season. What's the difference, then? Simple. When I contemplate my weed seeds per square inch, I rejoice, hoping fervently that amongst the 4,704,000 seeds will be a smattering of heavenly blue veronica, some robin's plantain, a bit of orange hawkweed, a goodly measure of fragrant purple violet, some Dutch clover, and yes, even a sprinkling of golden dandelion. I'll admit that my lawn lacks somewhat in its representation of the red spectrum, and that in droughty seasons, when other lawns are uniform brown like curing hay, my lawn has annoying patches of bright green supplied by the succulent weeds whose broad green leaves are immune to desiccation. But it's exactly that feature of my lawn I admire. See, I have to tell you right out that the uniform green sward indicated by six plants of grass per square foot is just plain boring to me. It's boring as a concept and as an entity. It's not that it's green. I love green. Every shade of green you can think of, in fact. I adore to see them intermixed as they are in anything that's natural. To me, that uniform green rectangle which surrounds your house, if you're one of those people who incessantly assault your lawn with chemicals and sharp instruments, can't you just hear it crying out for help? Anyway, that uniform green plot is as devoid of true creativity as is a piece of green construction paper framed and hung in a gallery and supplied with a trendy or perhaps a mystic title. I know my bourgeois roots are showing. The paintings I admire are those in which the artist has expertly swatched his pigments on the palette, allowing them to intermix spontaneously, and then, even more expertly, dipped his brush in the oleo and deftly applied it to the canvas in just the right place for each color to make its own statement, allowing us to stand back and visually interpret what on close inspection proves to be an intricate mixture of pigments. I even enjoy what the close inspection tells me of the method and skill of the artist, wondering as an aspiring painter if I will ever acquire that skill. My lawn is a little bit like that to me. At a distance, except for certain brief periods of the year, it looks deceptively like every other lawn in the neighborhood. It takes a bit of concentration to spot its subtle diversity. But then, on close-up inspection, the skill of the artist is revealed. The remarkable radial symmetry of the heads of dandelion and hawkweed, the interesting asymmetry of veronica and mint. Actually, they're symmetrical too, but they're bilateral rather than radial. Check it out. Then there's the exquisite filigree of the leaves of yarrow, wild carrot, and mayweed. I can't think of a moment even when I would choose to trade these for the linear uniformity of blades of grass or the scurfy angularity of its fruiting panicles. I believe the Lord concurs with this assessment. After all, it's his creation. All I do is cause the mower to be applied with regularity. I'd like to point out in parting that I'm actually a great admirer of grass. Grass contributes mightily to our welfare. For instance, corn, wheat, and rice are members of the grass family. Other forms of grass provide life and stability to many inhospitable environments, and a lawn without grass would be hard to maintain and would probably require more than mowing to keep it stable. For me, the optimum is three or four grass plants per square inch and at least one germinating chickweed seed or resprouting veronica plant. I realize that mine is an eclectic view with few adherents, but I still feel moved to put in a word for the dandelion and its associates. Aldo Leopold has reminded us that education may sometimes be a matter of trading awareness for things of lesser worth. The goose who trades his awareness, he says, is soon a pile of feathers. See, that's what the nature of things is really about, maintaining awareness and presenting some diversified assessments of worth. For the person who trades away his awareness of nature may soon become a goose. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.